Yo, what's up? It's 11:38. What a night last night, man. In Boston, still here till Monday. And last night's show is awesome. And then the show, right, the show's at this place, the Wilbur Theater. Right next to that is the another theater, the Wang Theater. And in that theater was the National was performing. And they went on stage like 5 minutes after our show ended, Mike's show ended, right? We started at 7, and whatever, they went on stage at 9. So after, as soon as Mike gets off stage, we get like led out through the back, downstairs through this tunnel that connects the theaters, and up in boom, 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 and then watch the concert, like sold out show. Well, Mike knows the band and was able to get us seats. It's pretty cool. Very, and that was great. I like that band a lot, and so it was a really fun night. Then I ate shawarma. Let me tell you, someone says, Boston don't got some good shawarma. You'd say, no, it's pretty good. I would say it's pretty good. And now I gotta, like, fucking, I don't know, might go to see the Salem Witch Museum today. Do some touristy bullshit. But I gotta go run on treadmill first. Okay, let's look at the fucking news and then move on with our lives. What are we doing? Why? Winner sues Colorado lottery for millions over fixed jackpot. Don't even care. That story doesn't excite me. You know, what's this guy? He won he, somehow. The jackpot was fixed. He thinks he. Who cares? You won. You didn't win the lottery. You thought you won the lot. Well, I hope he wins. If you're suing somebody for millions of dollars, not like a person, but like a thing that has the money, you know? I guess I hope he wins. I don't know. I'm not going to read the story. Maybe I don't hope he wins. Maybe the guy's a dick. He won, but he's suing. Now I want to look. Decade after Colorado engineer hit the lottery, two state agents visited him. He was likely only legitimate winner of a $4.8 million jackpot. He'd had to split three ways. It's 2005. I don't know, I hope he doesn't win. That's my gut feeling. Football's decline has some high schools disbanding teams. So kids aren't, this has been going on for a while. People aren't that into football. Kids aren't into it, and younger adults aren't into it. It's, well, people don't, plus I don't know anybody would, I don't know a lot of people that have TVs. Like, well, people have TVs, but they're just hooked up to the internet. That's how I have my shit. I haven't had, like, cable in fucking 8, 9 years. And I don't know too many people that got that shit. So then you don't watch sports. It's like, who cares? I mean, it's like I follow it less all the time, but with the whole protest thing going on, that made me be like, oh man, now I gotta watch sports. But that's wearing off pretty quick. So I guess I didn't play. Man, that seems like a hat. Playing, I never played sports in high school because that ain't my thing, man. Having a coach yell at me and stuff looks like a nightmare. I don't know why anybody signs up for that shit. I mean, it's healthy. It's good, I guess. But I mean, maybe encourage children to exercise without a. I don't. You're supposed to learn teamwork. What did I learn teamwork? I don't know. By organizing. When you want to get fucked up, right? As a kid, you want to get fucked up, so you gotta like. Someone's gotta coordinate, get drugs, and someone's gotta get like alcohol, and then you gotta figure out where you're gonna party, and so you kind of do teamwork that way, I think. Tim Murphy resigns from Congress after allegedly asking woman to have abortion. Oh yeah, that's that congressman who was he was pro-life, but then he got his mistress pregnant and asked her to have an abortion. You know, some people, it's like you can still be pro-life and ask your mistress to have an abortion. It's still like, I'm pro-life, but not for this one. Like almost all the other ones, just not this one. It's like 99.9999%. You know? Because this kid's going to get me in a real jam. It's not my wife. I wouldn't tell my wife to do it. But he's got to resign. Of course I am. I am pro-choice. And I think that you can take that to the child. I think take it all the way up into the first 6 months of the child's life. Oh, of course you can't kill babies. I'm just joking. But I am pro-choice. Okay. Georgia sheriff deputies indicted after body searches of 900 high school students. Oh, so they, some Georgia sheriff had the deputies. What is that? Where I never lived a place with a sheriff and deputies, because in New York, the sheriff is like a different thing. A sheriff is like. Hands, I think they do warrants or something. I've never seen a sheriff, but I believe there is such a thing. And now, you know what? I've never seen nothing. But then there's some places that it's like the sheriff is like the chief of police. Some place they hand out warrants. But then there's like sheriffs and deputies. That's like a down south thing. I think they saw it on Dukes of Hazzard, and then they just said, okay, we'll do that too. That's my guess. But they searched 900 high school students. Fuck you. Why are you searching high school students? Because they... You know... That's the thing I always did when I was a kid. When I was in school. If I had any kind of drugs, I always kept them on me. I don't put them in a locker or someplace where they can get fucking found when I'm not there. Right? You keep them on you. You shove them, you keep them someplace, whatever. You keep them down your pants. If you got like a, if it's colder out, you wear your jacket with a nice inside pocket or something. But you don't fucking, so then they body search you, and it's like, yeah, man, what the fuck? I'm just a kid. I'm trying to get by. Let me alone, sheriff. Blacks but not whites had to pay before eating at this Denny's. This is the Miami Herald, so I guess this happened in Florida. Denny's has a fucking bad history, man. I used to like Denny's. But there's always this stuff comes up about them, and then they're like, okay, we'll fix it, and then they don't fix it. Why is it such a racist restaurant? It's a shithole. I mean, I would never eat at Denny's now. I haven't eaten Denny's in years, but it's really it's a real bummer, man. You're a shitty restaurant. Why you got to be judging people too? Let's see if there's a Pope denounces porn and corruption of kids' minds, and bodies. Shut up, Pope. What you know about porn, motherfucker? Anyway, AOL announces the end of groundbreaking instant messenger. So that's it. No more getting at me on the AIM. It's done. It was groundbreaking. I used to love that shit. Well, it's just not useful anymore. What? Thanks, AOL, for all the fun. You can get at me on Twitter at Chris Laker or email me chris@chrislaker.com if there's anything you'd like to say to me. And I'll read your email on here unless you don't want me to. I'll read your tweets because those are public, man. You don't have to, don't tell me not to read your tweets. And I don't know. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.